Here he is for the final time this year. Hooch, hello.
Yes, good morning, Darren. Good morning, listeners.
How are you feeling there, mate?
I'm not too bad for a bloke that's been awake for 30 seconds, to be honest. I'm going okay.
Have you had a fish recently?
Let me have a think about that. I did have a fish. I've been beach fishing a couple of times recently, and it's been good fun. The tides and the time of day has looked good, so we went out for a little bit of a beach fish.
Where'd you go?
First time we went out off Moreland's Beach and really didn't trouble the scorers too much there. And then the second time we went off a little spot which is just up from the Haybury's Roundabout. I think it's the Haybury's Roundabout. And we had a few good nibbles there and picked up a big skate, which was not ideal because it was good fun. It was an eagle ray, to be fair. And it was good fun. And they've got a really big turn of speed, but we just released that one. We didn't worry about eating them. You can, but they're such a beautiful fish. I thought, you know what, the amount of flesh you get off an eagle ray, you can just cut the wings off it and throw the rest back. I decided, you know what, I think we'll just let you go.
Oh, good man. Well done.
Yeah.
Lives to fight another day.
Yeah, good bit of fun.
So I think we'll do the weather and tides first before we forget, because sometimes I do forget that.
Let's
so
do that.
Beautiful today on the coast anyway, maybe a shower or two inland, not much, low 20s. Saturday and Sunday, both fine. So the winds, okay, we've got variable winds 10 knots and they'll be northwest 10 to 15 knots tonight. Seas below a metre, swell below a metre, sunny conditions. Saturday, westerlies 15 to 25 knots, seas 1 to 2 metres, westerly swell below a metre. Sunday, Christmas Day, if you want to have a fish after Christmas pudding, northwesters 15 to 20 knots, seas 1 to 1.5, westerly swell below a metre. So that's all pretty good. Tides, we've got a high tide this morning at 11.15, 3.2 metres. Saturday's high at 19 past 12, so lunchtime tide there, 3.3. Sunday's high, 1.23pm, 3.4 metres. And Monday, Boxing Day, high tide 2.25 in the afternoon, 3.47 metres. So generally, conditions pretty good for a fish this weekend, mate.
No, that sounds good. And if you've got a quiet moment, why not go out and have a little bit of a fish? I mean, you've got a bit of time off. Christmas, New Year, it's a good time. Boxing Day even, it's a good time. So if conditions allow, yeah, go out for a fish.
Right. Heard any good stories, mate?
Well, I suppose the biggest story going around at the minute is that IMAS, which is the, you know, the scientists that is in charge of, you know, counting and sorting out most of our fisheries, have put out their scale fish report. And we never spoke about this off air, so it's a bit of a surprise to you. But yeah, they've listed sand flathead, and it's important that we make the division between the different species, sand flathead, as depleted. So that's pretty serious. It means that particular fish is in short numbers and in danger of becoming extremely overfished. Well, they have been. That's why they're depleted. So, yeah, that's big news. It's going to mean that probably the government are going to be kicking into action and do something about that. What that means, there's a raft of things that can be done, but unfortunately, the knee-jerk reaction is normally a reduction in our bag limit. So there's a few different views on that, but we'll see what happens.
Right. Crayfish, what's doing there?
Crayfish, well, they're going quite well. I've noticed a lot of people on Facebook with big smiles and holding up some crayfish for Christmas. I have Christmas crays on a table. I, for the first time in a few years, won't be one of those people because I went cray fishing before Christmas here quite recently and I've eaten them all. So you can't eat them and have them in the freezer at the same time. So
no.
It won't hurt. It won't hurt. I mean, I normally always have a Christmas cray, but I had pre-Christmas cray. But no, they've been fishing very well, even down the east coast, where you're only allowed to take two, everyone's been doing quite nicely. So whatever we've been doing in regard to the fishery in this instance is been very good. We've had to reduce our bag limits and a few other bits and pieces. But, yeah, between the commercial fishermen and the wreck fishermen, we're getting it right.
Right, so water's a bit warmer now, so what's on the chew this time of the year?
Well, that's the thing, and it's showing up in what's being caught, and the yellowtail kingfish are here already, so that's quite exciting. Now, the yellowtail kingfish are a species that like the warmer water. You won't find them here in the wintertime so much. They follow the warmer currents down. So the fact that they're here already, they're not in huge numbers, but they're showing up here and there. They're obviously going to be quite good this season if they're here now already. They're predominantly more after Christmas species, but the fact they're here now, that's really good. So yellowtail kingfish. Another interesting catch I saw was a chap down in Hobart. He has a little scalefish commercial license that he fishes for species for the fish stores down in Hobart. And he managed to catch a bronze whaler shark.
Hey.
In his net. Now, luckily, his net was a bit of a mess, but luckily that shark, he managed to untangle that shark and it lived to fight another day. But that's a species that you don't often hear a lot about in Tasmania. They're here, but people don't tend to catch them. The fact that this one's been caught fell early and also means that the currents are here and the fish will be in there. Now, bronze whale shark eats quite well, so if you do actually catch one, they are good to eat, but they normally will take you by surprise. If you're out fishing or beach fishing and you hook up to a bronze whale shark, particularly on your surf rod, you're in for about 45 to a minute of good fun, and then your reel will scream and everything will be, you know, you'll be having the time of your life, but then it'll probably bust off because you're normally very, very underdone when a bronze whale shark can grow up to 14 feet, 12 feet. And over 100 kilos. So you catch that while you're trying to catch your humble flathead, you're in a bit of strife.
Speaking of flathead, well, let's just have a look at people who want to just go and fish the mouth of the river or something this weekend.
Yeah, well, the breakwall's been fishing quite well. I've been speaking, I've been on my push bike, even though I attempted fate yesterday and rode to work again after being hit by four-wheel drive. I've been managed to talk to a few people that have been fishing the breakwalls, both in Devonport and Ulverston. And surprisingly, that's more popular than you think. Like years and years ago as a kid, I used to do a fair bit of that. You'd talk to people a lot, but nowadays I'm more of a boat fisherman. You tend to forget that there's thousands of people that love to do that sort of caper, and they have been going quite well. The flathead have been slow, like I said, and that's probably backing the scientists up a little bit to say that in these areas where we fish quite heavily, that they are the sand flathead are hard work at the minute. But the Silver Trevally, we've mentioned those before. They've been going quite well. I mentioned the yellowtail kingfish. There's been one really good surprise capture off the Devonport breakwall, so that'll excite those shore anglers. And the occasional King George whiting, which will put a smile on your face because they're lovely eating.
Tasty, very much so. Right. Let's plug Party Piscatorial. So that's, what is it, 12th of January?
Ah, yeah, 12th of January. That's shaking up really well. It was, we can have a gratuitous plug there. I had a phone call out of the blue from the owner of Metro, and they're going to come on as an event sponsor, which is great, because not only is Party Piscatorial a bit of fun information for beginners to medium fishermen about, you know, hints and tips and a few bits and pieces, it's also going to have some giveaways and some prizes. So Metro Auto Spares has come on. That's a great crossover event sponsor. So they're going to have a talk about what they're going to help me out with for the raffle. So it's shaping up quite nicely. It's in the comfortable seats of the Leven Theatre, so I don't really see what's not to like. Fingers crossed it's going to be funny. I've been working on the material and the ideas a little bit after work, and it's shaping up very nicely, so it would make a pretty cool Christmas present if you want to get on the Facebook page and have a look at how to get the tickets. You can go to the Facebook page and check on how to buy a ticket, but yeah, it's gonna be a good night, and it's shaping up to be plenty of good prizes.
So Party Piscatorial. So what do we search on Facebook? Hooch's Party Piscatorial or what?
Nah, Party Piscatorial will get it done. And I think the name, people wonder what the heck it's all about, Party Piscatorial. But, of course, Piscatorial is a bit of a sciencey name for fish.
Yeah.
And I just selected Party because some of the fishing nights or fishing forums can be a little bit flat and stale. And if you're a fisherman, they're quite interesting. But I'm making this one interesting in its own right. So if you're a fisherman and you want to bring a wife, or if you're a fisherman and you want to bring someone that's only half interested, and it's in your best interest that you get someone interested in fishing because it makes it easier for you to go. Either your wife says, yep, why don't we go together? Or you get more mates involved because it's always good fun to go fishing with mates or family. So it's going to be a little bit of a party. It's going to be something a little bit different. There's going to be plenty of laughs and, like I say, plenty of giveaways. So January 12th. If you've got an interest in fishing at all, or even if you lack a little bit of confidence in what you're doing, you know, you've got a big shiny boat, but you're a bit concerned you're going to lose a heap of fingers every time you go near the thing, come along.
Sounds good. All right, so what's your Christmas shaping up like, mate? What are you doing?
Well, I won't have too much time off because, like we just mentioned, this Party Piscatorial is January 12th. I've got plenty to do. I've got costumes to design. There's going to be a bit going on, and I've got some props to design, so I'll keep fairly busy.
Yeah.
Because I've got to do most of it myself because, you know, you ask your friends to give you a hand, they say yes, and then all of a sudden they just leave you behind.
Well, that's,
you got to make stuff yourself.
That's common.
Get it done.
Indeed. All right. Listen, we've got to go to the news. Thanks for doing the fishing. This is my last show of the year. I'm off for 3 weeks after this one. So we really appreciate you doing the fishing reports throughout the year. It's been fantastic. We love your work, and we get a lot of comments. So we know that people are tuning in to listen to it. So that's great. And we'll catch you in a few weeks' time, I guess.
Yes, and thank you very much for that. And people do listen. I tend to know more about it when I sleep in. I get stirred up, and it surprises me that people actually do listen.
Hooch has slept in. Where is he? Yeah,
where is he? Phone goes, oh, where were you? Missed you this morning. But no, thank you very much for the opportunity to wake up and ramble along endlessly.
All right.
And you have a good break, 3 weeks, well deserved.
Thank you, mate. Talk soon.
No worries. Everyone stay safe.